The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, a lot of you have seen my film. A lot of you have seen 911, The Road to Tyranny. And we got about a 10-minute, 8-minute segment in the 2-plus-hour video where there's a checkpoint in Virginia, in a rural area. They're pulling people out of their cars. Abby Newman says, I have a Fourth Amendment. You can't search my car without probable cause. So they jerk her out of the car. She doesn't resist them. It's all on videotape. They charge her with resisting. They find constitutional material, one of my videos. They say, oh, this may be illegal. They freak out. They say, how do we charge her? They take her to jail. The jury found her not guilty of assaulting him, but guilty of not following their orders and all this other stupid stuff. She's suing them. That's a very serious fight, and it's been going on now for a couple years. You know, this happened before 911, about 2.5 years ago. My website got talked about on Virginia television. They got the video off the site. They talked about it. Then there was a news article in the paper, and from the news article, the new commissars, the secret police, decided to go after Abby Newman's one of her grandchildren, and it goes on and on. It's just standard for the New World Order, all starting with a woman with no criminal record, an able veteran, at a checkpoint saying, I have a Fourth Amendment. And Abby, it's good to have you back on the show. I know a lot of folks wanted to talk to you, and we do have coming up Dave, and Casey will get to finish up, and Dave, and Jason, and Rebecca, and others. But Abby Newman continuing with now the saga, the 2.5-year saga.
It's more like a nightmare.
Yeah, soap opera, absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, I did get the article. I haven't seen it. I called my wife, because I'm out of the house in the office doing the show, and she did find the New York Post article where they're going to try to take a man's daughter because she has a 3.8 at 15 years of age in the local college. He never put her in high school. She's about to graduate from college, so they're going to go ahead and take her. So this is the new America. Your child is on the honor roll at college at 15, so they try to take him. So, Abby, I guess you're in with the same lot of evil people.
Yeah.
So the CPS saw a news article about it and is very angry now.
Well, it's not so much that. My older daughter is 25 years old, and her ex-husband decided to exploit an article which was inaccurate, and that'll be a surprise to you, that was actually written just a couple months after my trial. The local fellow at the Roanoke Times, who did a fair piece, he made a few errors, but it was nothing that I couldn't live with. But we had a two-hour-plus luncheon one day, and he wanted to find out about the Federal Reserve and all the thinking outside of the box subjects that I was trying to share with him. And he asked me to bring some books because he wanted to read them, like The Creature from Jekyll Island. So we had a real nice lunch, and I just happened to have a clip from my gun, and it was in the box with all of the and the books that I had brought for him. And he asked me, he said, is that what I think it is? I said, oh, yeah. I said, I never carry it in the gun. It only takes a second to throw it in. I said, they just threw it in the box.
So he saw that and freaked out.
Well, he didn't exactly freak out, but what he did was he merged a couple of things that I said separately with that and put it into one statement to make me look like a wild-eyed crazy.
No, I understand what happens. And you know, it's like I've had the carpet cleaners at the office, and they see a shotgun, which you can buy at any Walmart, and they, you know, well, Mike, do we call the police? We saw a gun. I mean, this is the new America. You've got an insane class of people that, you know, watch a sitcom about New York where shotguns are illegal, so they see one in your house and or your office in Texas, they think it's bad. But so that all happened. What's happened with the court case?
Well, I took the appeal of my two misdemeanor convictions all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and of course they wouldn't hear it. They like to hear important cases like whether or not a kid's feelings are hurt when their papers are graded by their classmates. That's the kind of important casework that they like to listen to. But in fact, I'm on my way to the U.S. Supreme Court again tomorrow, because on April the 2nd, Judge His Lordship Wilson here, at the U.S. District Court where I filed the civil suit, he dismissed the charges on the two judges and the prosecutors and the Franklin County Sheriff's Department, saying that they had absolute immunity against prosecution, that there's nothing that they can do in their office and be prosecuted for. Well, of course, that's not in the Constitution that I read, but that's basically what happened. So I took that dismissal to the U.S. Court of Appeals, and they wouldn't hear the case. And then I'm going to the U.S. Supreme Court again tomorrow on the civil suit. The issue on my misdemeanors is dead. I can't go any further with that. I am stuck with two misdemeanor charges. Unless I win on my civil suit against all these defendants, and then it can be overturned through this this mechanism, which is what I'm attempting to do. But in the meantime, I keep racking up the bills. They're attacking me personally now. To the point where I'm utterly financially destitute. My family, I have lost my granddaughter, I've lost my daughter. There is nothing these snakes will not do. I mean, they won't settle out of court. It would have been a whole lot cheaper for them to settle out of court with me, but I have racked up in six figures.
Well, Abby, let me stop you. And this was all in the Austin American Statesman last year. We had the woman on the air twice. I forget the name. There's a famous case where she was in outside Austin in Lago Vista, affluent area. Her husband is a surgeon, no criminal record. They were driving to the corner store, coming back. The child dropped the toy out of the 4-year-old dropped the toy out of the window. He drove back from the house to the neighborhood, out of her seatbelt, looking for the toy. The officer pulled her over. They admit in the news. He admits he cussed her out, decided to go ahead and take her to jail, called in CPS to take the kids for her being out of her seatbelt. She went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, well, the law didn't say you could be arrested for seatbelt, but now you can. Or they promised you wouldn't even be ticketed for it when they passed it, federal law to control the local police. But they took her to jail. Then when they were going to go to the Supreme Court, the week of the Supreme Court, going to the Supreme Court, police pull up at the yard when the husband's home alone, call him out, start running after him. He runs back in the house. They admit they came in, beat him up, bruises and bloodied his nose, took him to jail, charged him with all these felony charges of assaulting them, called the hospital, got him fired. This is all in the Statesman, Austin American Statesman. So that's the new America. So, yes, they do. It is proven that they will retaliate if you go to court against them. Now, does that mean we shouldn't fight? No, we need to.
Right.
But it is just, and they've gotten, you know, and now defeated all of that. But this is the new America.
There's nothing they won't do. And you know, the thing of it is that what they are doing by not settling with me, it's costing the state much more to fight me than it would be to settle. All I want
Well, Abby, they own the printing presses. They don't care about money. They don't not give the veterans their health care because they don't have money. They do it because it's a practice of evil.
That's true. If it doesn't mean anything to them, why don't they give me some of it because I am destitute?
Well, they don't care. It's war. It's about salting the earth. It's about overrunning you. It's about training you to be a slave.
I know that. But you know what? I don't see any alternative. Now, I've done absolutely everything that I can do above board to be a paper terrorist now is what I am, technically.
According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the man, the state attorney said he sued public officials. That is not acceptable. He is a paper terrorist. That's an exact quote.
Yeah. And so that's what I've become. And the thing of it is that I don't see – I was listening to your broadcast on Monday and tried to get in desperately when your guest said, well, gee, if they did that to me, because you were talking about me, he said, if they had done that to me, I'd have their house. Well, you know what? I've been trying to get their house and their car and the jobs, and it's not working.
Red Beckman, they want mine. Red Beckman has won a lot of cases, but he has the legal mind and had the right, these were long, multi-decade fights.
Yes, I know. And I'm just afraid
that
this is going to ruin my life.
I'm not saying you don't have a legal mind. It's just that I know you got a lot of different advice, and that's a big part of the problem.
Well, it's also the fact that no attorneys will step forward. This is a huge case. Somebody really could have gone somewhere with it, but no one would touch it.
Yeah, where's the ACLU with a woman on video with audio, the police saying you may be a terrorist because you said you have a Fourth Amendment. By the way, this is before 9-1-1. We show FEMA teaching police that those that declare the Constitution are terrorists. their training manuals, them on video saying it. Then we show them doing it at a checkpoint.
Well, I wouldn't say that I would accept the ACLU if they came knocking at my door.
Well, but, yeah, because they're loyal opposition mentally
yeah,
the case.
And they would probably have sandbagged my case intentionally just to prevent me from ever going forward legitimately. So I wouldn't have trusted them even if
by
they
by the way, my point is you noticed they didn't even try to help you.
No, nobody did. Just a prisoner up in Michigan who heard one of your broadcasts wrote to me and said, how can I help you? And it's been him and me the whole way. That and some supporters, I have to say. Genesis has had some supporters bail me out of jail. They did pay for my fines. I'm actually driving a junker car that paid $900 for that came from the supporters, and I didn't have a vehicle prior
well,
to that.
Well, and you notice, Abby, that also... You know, making the film, putting that police squad car video in there, that's what got the story out.
It sure did, and it really helped. And I will say this, for the other times that I have had to go to court locally, I mean, my ex-husband had to go way away from here. Nobody in Franklin County would represent him because of who I am. Nobody in Roanoke would represent him because of who I am. So there has been some positive benefits, not so much because they're afraid of me, but they know that I cost them more money than they could ever get.
And absolutely. So,
so that's a plus.
Abby, I've got a break here. We're going to come back and take some calls and talk about the New World Order and tell folks how they can get in contact with you. But, you know, we have victories. There are victories against their system. All the judges aren't corrupt. All the systems aren't corrupt. But you've got to know your rights. And, yeah, Virginia's bad news.
It's very bad news.
Yeah, very, very bad news. And when you got a bunch of police that think the Constitution's illegal, I mean, this is our society, totally dumbed down. They're the bosses of us. We work for them. And this is an educational process. We'll come back, and I promise we will go straight to your calls for all the people that are patiently holding. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives. And we are listener-supported with the Honor System. We ask that you wait. Don't donate a dollar at a time. PayPal charges a 35-cent surcharge on anything of a dollar or less. Wait till you listen to 5 or 10, and then donate, please. We appreciate your voluntary support.
Story would take hours to tell, but it's just the new America, folks. Pure evil. Like the New York Post today. The girl's 15, been in college for 3 years, about to graduate, and when it was in the paper how neat and smart she was and how great a job her parents did, CPS is trying to take her now, saying it was educational neglect that she was not sent to the public school. That's the new America, folks. Let's take some calls, Abby. KC in New York earlier wanted to talk about her kids went to set up bank accounts, and it was 20 questions how this ties into the violation of our rights and liberties. And you said, KC, that they mentioned, so we had you on earlier and had to go to a break. You mentioned, KC, that they mentioned the Patriot Act.
Yes, Alex.
So what type of questions did they have for your children?
Basically, they wanted to know if they were going to be depositing cash, if they were going to be depositing checks. How much were they going to withdraw at a time? What kind of checks they were going to write out, whether they were going to use an ATM card, where they were going to use an ATM card.
So the company store was letting you know the rules of commerce.
Basically. And my daughter said to this guy, she's like, isn't this a little nosy? And he goes, well, it's in keeping with the Patriot Act. She said, well, I don't know how many checks I'm going to write a month. And he goes, well, make up a number. We have to put something down. And with that, he excuses.
And then that's their, quote, excuse. If you go over or under that, they go ahead and alert Homeland Security. It's all part of the free society.
Well,
everyone reporting on you, but the border stays wide open, and the White House has massive connections to Al-Qaeda and the Saudis and are blocking the congressional investigation. But that's all right. Everything you do, there's no Fourth Amendment. It'll be uploaded to the IRS if you write the wrong check, because it's all part of freedom.
Oh, of course. And we're all terrorists, too.
Abby Newman, what do you say to this?
Well, that's what happens when they turn us into human resources. That's what we are to those people. They are human resources. You know, in the old days, we used to go to the personnel office when we had a problem at work. Now we go to the human resources department.
Yeah, it's all hidden in plain view.
Sure,
the humanization.
Sure, that's exactly what we're dealing with here.
It's all hidden in plain view.
Of course. And I, Alex, I just wanted to tell you that she turned around to her husband when this guy excused himself and said, well, it's a good thing my mom isn't here because I know what she would be saying. And my daughter is getting a cold slap in the face because she moved back home with me last summer, her and her husband and my grandson. And since she's been with me, I've been in her face about this fight that I've been in since I was a kid. And there's no escaping it now. You know, before she used to ignore my emails and just blow off what I had to say. Now she hears it constantly because I have your show running on the computer all day long. And she's getting a taste of what it's like, and now she's starting to see that her mother isn't crazy.
Exactly, and she's blessed to have somebody like you. Thanks, KC.
Thanks.
Yeah, things would be much worse if we didn't have people like Abby Newman and KC out there. David in Michigan, you're on the air with Abby Newman. Go ahead, David.
I didn't know that your courageous guest was going to be on, because what I have to say dovetails beautifully with what you're talking about. But first of all, Abby Newman has got to be, and it's funny that the left, or the media, let's say, doesn't find her story very appealing when they find Rosa Parks' story something they can talk about endlessly. And she's someone that stood up to a bigger power than Rosa Parks did and took more hits and more abuse for it. So,
but please don't tell me I have to wait 40 years to be recognized for this because I am utterly worn out.
I don't blame you, and I certainly hope not.
You've stored up a lot of treasure in heaven, and that's what matters, and doing the right thing, not compromising. You've done a great job. You know, I've made sacrifices in this fight as well. And
right.
Again, who out there wouldn't jump in front of a truck to save a child, even if it wasn't their own child? Who wouldn't, when faced with evil, fight it? It's instinctive. Most of us get past the cowardice. And we just don't recognize the threat. We need to recognize the threat. There's no choice. We've got to fight this thing.
Well, you know, Alex, what you said is true for people like you and I, but you already know, you've covered the stories where there's a woman who's raped and people walk right by. The majority of people in this country are not made of the same stuff as you and I are. And I think about the fact that I'm fighting for these people to be apathetic. And I wake up sometimes and I say, why are you doing this? Because everyone thinks you're crazy. And you know this judge...
Well, Abby, that's not true. We get about, on this show, we're on AM and FM all over the place, mainstream stations that were sports or whatever. It's a big mainstream audience. We're on, and everybody within a week has been deprogrammed and agrees with us. We're here not screening the calls. People aren't calling and disagreeing. All I get is agreement here in Austin, but they all say, everybody thinks I'm crazy, nobody cares, as I'm surrounded in the grocery store by people agreeing with me, why don't they get together and go fight the New World Order? They're still spectators. That's the problem. Not enough people are in the arena, Abby. Stay there. We'll come back. Anything else you want to add, David?
Yes, I have a lot to talk
about. I'll let you finish up, then we'll go to Jason, Rebecca, Frank, Eric, Ethan, a bunch of people. Just stay with us. And the websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. You're sick. Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down. Now the flames went higher.
And it burns.
The rain.
You know, it's scary to know the facts, but it's even scarier to be ignorant and stumbling around in the dark. And all the police aren't bad. All the military aren't bad. All the judges aren't bad. In fact, the public is actually pretty good people. They're just ignorant and afraid and accept whatever the TV has to say. And their gullibility is destroying them and empowering this new world order. People can't imagine what evil's capable of. They don't know what's happened in history. They don't know what's replicating itself today. And we're here as the cure to wake them up and to alert them to that. We're about to go back to the calls. In fact, we're talking to David. David, you had some more points for our guest, Abby Newman, victim of the warrantless checkpoint. Go ahead.
Well, you were talking before. You've talked several times about the Stephen Megrits case. And Megrits was declared, as you know, a paper terrorist when some politicians were trying to take his land.
And by the way, the Milwaukee Journal admits all this. They wanted his land. He countersued them. And the state attorney said, you're not allowed to sue us. That's terrorism. He said that.
You know, you were talking to Ann Coulter, and she was trying to challenge you. And this is what all the neocon talk show hosts and pundits do. When you come up with the truth and real information, they challenge you to be impossibly specific. Well, Stephen Megrits.
Well, wait a minute. I was giving her subsections, and she said, well, I haven't read it.
Absolutely.
Read it?
But she was asking you for a person that, you know, that
everyone
knows of.
She said, what's the date of that particular article? I go, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, the Washington Times headline, Patriot Act cast wide net. When I try to answer, she'd interrupt.
You were giving her sources over and over again.
Ron Paul.
This guy Megrits is, in response to him being declared a paper terrorist, it's very interesting. It seems that James Sensenbrenner, who is a Republican House member, seems to have gotten a bill passed through Congress, and there's a bill that mirrors this in the Senate that's being shepherded through by Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold, both Wisconsin senators. And what the idea is that the bill would indemnify public officials from having liens placed against them in direct response to the paper terrorism charge.
Yeah, so now all the remedies we had to defend ourselves, they're taking them away and saying, oh, it's frivolous.
Well, you know, in the case of Megrits, his deposition when he sued was removed from the court and a default judgment was filed against him. But after that, he did the same thing that Abby Newman is doing. He did the same thing to them that they were doing to him, and these liens that he filed were accepted by the appropriate authority. And this is now they declared him a paper terrorist. They keyed in the Federal Anti-Terrorism Task Force. He was SWAT teamed and taken away to prison, where he's now rotting for 5 years. Anyway, they passed this bill through the House to prevent anyone from doing this in the future, make these politicians immune from prosecution, and there is a bill that's being shepherded through the House.
They're already doing it. I mean, they're already exempt from Social Security and have their own pensions. They exempt themselves from almost everything they do to us.
Well, the details of this case are very interesting, can be found at wisclean.org, wisclean.org. But it's really incredible. They're at every turn, they're making themselves immune from prosecution and immune from
It's a double standard. What the Lord can do, you can't do.
In other words, we're just subjects, and we're going to be treated as subjects, those of us that they allow to live.
God let you go, David.
Ridiculous.
I got a lot of callers. Abby Newman, you want to comment on that?
No, he did fine just by himself.
All right, let's talk to Jason in California. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Abby.
Hello.
How are you guys doing today? What I wanted to talk about is this upcoming weekend. I saw on the internet on your website that this Bohemian Grove thing is going on this weekend. Is
well,
that
it already
right?
started. Now, that's the Press Democrat articles. It already started last night with the ritual, one of the rituals, the cremation of care. But yeah, the big protest against it is in Monterio, about 400 yards from the gates. It starts about 400 yards from the gates of Bohemian Avenue that leads up to the armored compound and the Secret Service and all the world leaders there. And, yeah, that's what the Press Democrat says is it, quote, starts this weekend. It actually started last night.
Really? Well, actually, I was...
By the way, a lot of the neocons say the Grove doesn't exist as world leaders go there and as it's in the local newspapers. So I'm a conspiracy theorist for even talking about it.
I guess
and by the way, there's no New World Order as they announce it on TV.
Yeah, they publicly announce it themselves.
And then it doesn't exist. You're insane if you believe it.
How do I get into that Bohemian Grove? How can I, I'm a school reporter also, and I want to try and get in there. How can I do that?
Well, sir, I would not advise that you attempt that, especially now. I mean, I'm not going to advise you. Because they do have no trespassing signs up now. Before, they just had guards. They did not have no trespassing signs. I went in and didn't even have to lie to them because I just acted in a calm fashion. I'm not advising you to trespass. But you can go to the Grove and protest it outside the gates.
No, I don't want to trespass. I want to buy a ticket. I want to find out exactly.
Well, you don't buy tickets. It's people stay on a waiting list, even people that are worth over $1 billion. Stay on waiting list, according to the Washington Times, of upwards of 15 years.
Really?
Yeah, I just crashed the party.
And you know what? I was going to say, well, I have to...
Oh, by the way, in England, they want to make that a terrorist offense, crashing any Lord's party. Not everyone else's, only theirs. Go ahead.
You know that new video you have, that Police Street 3?
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, actually, if you have that on DVD and if I could win it somehow, because I'm a struggling student here in California. And
well, I only film I've got on DVD is Road to Tyranny. The others are still on VHS. And I'm not going to DVD anytime soon because there's some compatibility issues. But I authorize listeners to make copies of my films for nonprofit educational purposes. So why don't you get three or four of your friends together to put $5 in? You can buy the 2-hour and 40-minute video, and then you can make copies of it.
Cool.
But that's all I can do. I can say you can make copies, but that's all I can do. I can't give it out free or I wouldn't be on the air very long.
I appreciate it, nevertheless.
You bet, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, Alex. And Abby, take care.
Thank you.
You bet. Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones. These are some nice people, aren't they, Abby?
Oh, yeah. Just the kind you'd want living next door.
And running your country.
Yeah, and taking your kids.
And
yeah.
Telling us how conservative they are while they do it.
Right.
But the neocons say that abortion shouldn't be an issue, guns shouldn't be an issue, and the government grows at record size and liberties are destroyed, but, oh, they're conservative. Doesn't it sound nice, Abby?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm living it, and so are you.
Absolutely. Next up is Rebecca in Texas. You're on the air with Abby Newman. Go ahead.
Hello, Abby. We just received our new phone book down here in Bastrop County, and they've got a picture of an eagle, and it on the corner it says Homeland Security, and they have a section on Homeland Security. And anyway, they published they want all the 911 addresses, whether you pay for a different thing or whatever, they have these. They've got a whole section in our new phone book that I guess will come out.
And it has to do with banking, guns, farming, ranching, corporations, just troops everywhere in our lives. Nothing to do with terror, but that's okay. It's all part of freedom.
But when they holler peace and security, well, sudden destruction will come. And when they change these laws and put judges in jail for standing up for righteousness, and changing the sodomy laws that goes against God's laws, judgment will surely come and come quickly. So we can fear not if we have believe and trust in the Lord.
But that's the conservative, 7 of the 9 judges, conservatives, and look at all the rulings. But, oh, the Republicans are so good. Thanks for the call. Rebecca, any comments to what Rebecca was just saying, Abby Newman?
Well, one of the things that struck me was I was going to ask her whether or not if she was sure that it was an eagle or a phoenix. But regardless, the eagle is a bird of prey, and it really does describe our government and what they're doing.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to attack, you know, Americana symbols, but the Bill of Rights and Constitution are 1,000 times more important than the color of a flag or an eagle or whatever. But, yeah, Hitler had the eagle. The Romans had it.
Yep.
Saddam Hussein had it, and yeah, it means we're predatory.
It says a lot.
It's the imperial symbol, yeah.
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 And anybody
Benjamin Franklin didn't want an eagle; he wanted a turkey.
A turkey, yeah.
because he thought it was a smart bird and everything, but
and
I don't know. That'd be our national bird, be a turkey, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Abby.
Well, I was going to say, if anybody has ever gotten out the old Apocrypha, which used to be in the old Bibles, and they read Second Esdras, it talks about the eagle, because I've always wondered how come our symbol was never in the Bible. But if you read in Second Esdras, it talks about the eagle, and it's a prophetical book, and it talks about the eagle being utterly burned. And anybody who's interested, I would encourage them to read that book. Out of the Apocrypha.
Absolutely. And the Bible talks about, I forget the passages, but I've read it, about the evil of the eagle being an evil symbol.
Correct.
But well, it doesn't matter, you know. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. Let's talk to, who's up next, Mark? Okay, Frank in West Virginia, then Larry in Ohio, and a bunch of other people. Frank, you're on the air.
Yes, I like the rattlesnake snake my best as the national symbol.
Oh,
well,
don't tread on me. Yeah.
I have that flying out in front of my house.
Amen. Good.
Yes.
Well, that makes two of us.
Yes.
I have two questions for you, Abby. Real quick, I want to ask you if it's something that you are comfortable talking about. You brought it up on another broadcast, I believe it was John's show, John Stadtmiller.
Yes.
About your detention and some of the evasive searches. And I was just wondering if you've brought suit concerning that.
Okay,
that
so
is,
when you were in jail, what happened to you?
Well, I don't want to go into any detail, but it was...
you don't have to go there if you don't want
to. Yeah, it was humiliating.
And see, that's all about torture. See, they know it's a good Christian woman, no criminal record, so they're going to do horrible things to her, but it's just something we did.
Well, I will say this. There was no question in my mind as to the persuasion of the women who had to strip search me. And they had me for over a two-day period of time, and they deprived me of sleep. They wouldn't let me take out my contact lenses. They put me in a very cold room. They employed all of the techniques that you would to mind control somebody.
And notice it's always these so-called left-wing women in the positions of power in the right-wing fascistic state.
Yeah, it was the worst part of the arrest was what they did afterwards. Yes. But that's as far as I want to go with it publicly.
Okay.
It's all
are
part of living in a free society.
For that, for any of these assaults?
No, that is included in the civil suit. The Franklin County Sheriff's Department is responsible for taking me there, and it was under the care of the Virginia Sheriff's Department that this was done. So they are included in the lawsuit, yes.
And boy, do these sadistic freaks love what they do. Thanks. Go ahead.
Turn jurisdiction.
Pardon me?
How they got jurisdiction over you. Was it, as you know yourself, and you've even written me about concerning jurisdiction with the registration, your cars under their ownership, licenses puts us under their ownership, the quote-unquote driver.
Yeah.
I was just wondering how they actually found jurisdiction in the courts.
They don't need to find it. They take it. It's like a burglar.
Yeah, it's admiralty. They don't follow any law. It's the law of the sea. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, sir. Let's go ahead now and take another call. In fact, I know there's a bunch of these. I've got them out of order. My fault. I'm not good at this. Okay, Larry in Ohio. Go ahead, Larry.
How you doing today, Alex and Abby?
Good, sir.
Hi.
Hey, are we left-wing or right-wing extremists today?
Well, we're freedom lovers, but the left-wing and right-wing are all together destroying America, just putting different window dressing on different battalions of troops, smashing our republic.
They just seem to call us something one or the other different every day.
Oh, they like labels, and I don't think I'm extreme at all.
Oh, I don't either. I think it's rather humorous, but...
I think it was extremely evil for the police to freak out over a pocket constitution in one of my videos in the car and then take you to jail and then falsely charge you.
Abby, I can't tell you how many people was absolutely shocked at that part of the movie. Many people came to me. I have two daughters, 11 and 12 years old, and they were just going, she did nothing wrong. There was
absolutely
nothing. But
imagine her getting tortured by the creatures in the jail cell. It got worse and worse.
But you know what's so sad about this? This is something that you don't even know, but I just got this a couple days ago. Judge Wilson at the U.S. District Court on this lawsuit, he dismissed everything, saying that my suit was frivolous. Frivolous.
You're fighting the beast.
Yes, I know that.
And I certainly appreciate the fight.
Well,
they'll try to wear you down. They'll try to wear you down, but
they're doing a fine job.
Well, you got to stand strong, and it I know it's a tough fight, but we certainly appreciate you out here.
Absolutely, thanks for the call, Russ in Alabama. You're on the air with Abby Newman. Go ahead.
Hi, Abby. It's interesting. You said you're just worn out. That's what the Bible says. Wear out the saints. You know.
It's true.
Yeah. I have a question for you, but first I'd like to announce that. Alex, you said earlier something about the United Nations power monopoly, disarmament of civilians, and evidently today there is a vote, and it's for H.R. 1146, and if people would care to call their congressmen, their representatives today.
That's Ron Paul's Restoration Act to get us out of the U.N.?
H.R. 1146 is an amendment to H.R. 1950. And this disallows funding under that bill to be allocated to the United Nations. So it
Okay, because Ron Paul had an H.R. 1146 before that was get out of the U.N. I guess it's a new number for another bill, but 1146 amends 1950, so Bush can't fund UNESCO, who says, quote, the family is a disease.
Interesting. So that vote is evidently today or this evening for H.R. 1146, so if people are going to do something, they need to do it now.
That is important, Russ. What do you think about all the lying about weapons of mass destruction?
I tell you who is on top of this. Lyndon LaRouche. They are really, they've been handing out 20,000 leaflets in this city and 10,000 leaflets in that city in California, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, you know, they do a lot of good work, but then they...
To make the case for Cheney's impeachment.
But the problem is their solution is big government.
Well, of course, when it comes to pointing the finger of blame, they say that Cheney is the ringleader of this regime that's calling the shots for George W.
Well, I would say that's accurate. I mean, he's a high-level minion in the White House. Thanks for the call, Russ. Got a final segment. I'll let Abby give out her number and address, and then I want to read a few quotes from Ron Paul. I said I'd do this, and I ran out of time, but I'm going to read some of it in his neocon speech he gave July 10th. And we'll get to that as well, and I'll briefly plug my videos and my book because you need to support us, what we're doing, and they're powerful films waking up the vast majority of those that see them. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, or my book, Descent into Tyranny. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back. Please stay with me. Alex Jones.
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives, and we are listener-supported with the Honor System. We ask that you wait. Don't donate a dollar at a time. PayPal charges a 35-cent surcharge on anything of a dollar or less. Wait till you listen to 5 or 10, and then donate, please. We appreciate your voluntary support.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 and back from 9 to midnight, I'm here. Folks, if you want Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 1, 2, or 3, Police State 3 just came out about a month ago, my book, Descent into Tyranny, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, I can't describe what's in these. Take about a minute and a half of The Takeover, a two-hour, five-minute film. Police station, people running around screaming, we want martial law, line people up and shoot them. Don't ask about the military. I mean, it's just insane stuff on these tapes. I mean, we're in the police station. They're running around yelling it. FEMA saying all Christians are terrorists. The founding fathers are terrorists. Homeschoolers are terrorists. We've got them on tape and their training manuals. The stuff that happened to Abby Newman, that's all Road to Tyranny. This is insane stuff. I mean, it's amazing. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free right now, folks. 1-888-253-3139. People are waking up. People are very receptive right now to the truth. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or net. PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com or net. That's 888-253-3139. I want to read a few of these Ron Paul quotes out of his speech, but Abby Newman, real quick, we'll have you back up in the future. Track this. Now that I've got a direct number to you. We've had trouble getting in touch with you in the past. How do folks write to you or contact you if they want to get any information or try to help you? How do they do that real quick?
P.O. Box 272 Ferrum. That's F like Frank, E-R-R-U-M like Mike, Virginia. And the zip is 24088.
All right. So that number again or that mailing address again is...
Box 272, Ferrum, F-E-R-R-U-M, Virginia, 24088.
Okay, and what if people want to call you or do you not want to give your number out?
I really don't mind providing. Understand, I'm doing litigation 16 hours a day. I cannot just
chat. You can't talk long and you can't call people back.
And I can't call people back because I am utterly broke.
What's the number?
540-365-6224.
Hey, Abby, we're going to be praying for you. We'll talk to you soon, and God bless you.
Thank you, dear.
You bet. Thanks for coming on. All right, I'm almost out of time.